Hey, mama. So if you're a business owner with a podcast, then you need to have show notes for every single episode. Show notes are important for capturing potential listeners' attention and continuing the conversation with listeners after they binge your episodes. There are certain elements that all podcast show notes need, and I'm breaking those down today by sharing my podcast show notes template. This is the same template I follow and teach my podcasting mamas inside of the Social Media Detox Club. Keep listening to learn exactly what you need to include in your podcast show notes. Hey, mama. Welcome to Marketing Without Socials for Moms, the go-to podcast for moms in business who want to stop relying on social media to build their business and build it in a way that fits their current season of life. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, a wife, mama of two, and visibility strategist for moms. Each week, I'm giving you the inside scoop on how to increase your visibility, leads, and sales through podcasting, email marketing, and collaborations. Ready to truly make social media optional in your business? Grab your chai tea latte and let's dive into today's episode. So when I say podcast show notes, I'm referring to the show notes you have housed on your website, so similar to a blog post. Now, it's not necessarily the same length of a blog post or the same format. Housing your podcast show notes on your website is a great way to drive organic traffic to your website. Now, let's dive into the seven elements every podcast show notes needs. And this is a breakdown of my exact podcast show notes template. So the first thing you need is your episode description. So this is an overview of your episode topic. And so you want it to be attention grabbing and for it to really highlight what is in it for potential listeners. So why should they even listen to your episode? And so this is one of the first things they see before they even, you know, hit play on your podcast episode. And so this is something that you really want to give attention to and making sure that you're writing it in a way that is going to pique their interest. It's going to make them want to hit play on your podcast episode. The next is the topic overview. So this is kind of like the key takeaways of your episodes. And so usually you do about like 3 to 5 bullet points. And so this provides the main points covered or what people can expect to learn from the podcast episode. So I like to include this more so for my skimmers. So they may not like fully read the episode description, but they'll see that topic overview and like skim through it and see like, oh, okay, yeah, there is something that I want to learn from this episode. Like she's talking on this specific thing that I've been wanting to learn about. And so it's really good to include this element. Next, you have your resources mentioned. So any resources that you mention in your episodes, you want to include those in your show notes. So like actual links to those resources. So if you're promoting an offer or talking about a freebie or a free event you're hosting or anything else in which it would require listeners to go to a specific link, you want to include that in the show notes. It makes it easier for people to take action after listening to your episode. Next, you have links to related podcast episodes and blog posts. So if you want to keep people on your content longer or getting them binging your content, you want to include links to related content for them to consume after listening to your episode. This is such a great way to create more touch points and move listeners along your customer journey. So one of the things you have probably heard me do in many of my podcast episodes is say, you know, oh, I talked about this more in episode such and such, or like back in episode such and such where I talked about da 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 da. Like that's what you want to do. You want to mention it in the episode, but also link to it in the show notes, making it easier for people to stay longer on your content. And I see it happen all the time. Like when I publish a new episode, and like I go in my host and I see like the episodes downloaded for the day. I kid you not, I will see people downloading the episodes that I reference in that episode that went live that day. And so I can literally follow them moving along the customer journey, seeing them going to the next pieces of content that I know is going to help them, you know, get more clarity on how I can support them, really build that trust in everything and get them moving into that decision where it's like, yes, I need to work with Andrea. So you can do that and you make it easier for that to happen when you actually link to these related pieces of content in your show notes. Next you have is the embed media player. So when you set up your show notes as a blog post, I like to embed the media player there. So that way, in case someone finds my show notes like doing a Google search and they're like checking out the show notes, they can listen to the episode as they're like looking at the show notes and everything. I would much prefer them listening to the episode on my website versus going to Apple or Spotify or whatever listening app they typically listen on. Because for me, as a business owner, I want people hanging out on my website. I want them consuming content on my website. I want them exploring my website, looking at how I can support them, learning more about me, building that trust, creating more touch points and connection points and all of that. And so this is just another way to kind of help foster that or help encourage that. So instead of them having to leave and go listen on Apple or Spotify, they can listen right here on my website. They don't even have to leave my website. So that is what you want. Like when I talk about podcasting, I'm coming at it from a business standpoint, business strategy. So I'm not going to tell you how the influencer podcasters do it. No, because we are business owners with podcasts. We are leveraging this platform to grow our business, to sign clients, to create more brand and offer awareness. And so that is what I'm teaching you. And that is what I teach inside of the Social Media Detox Club. So each of these elements, as you're listening, you can see I'm showing you how to do it in a way so that it benefits your business. So, okay, we have the embed media player. Next is including graphics. So you want to include a header graphic and a blog image graphic for SEO purposes. So this dives more into the SEO side of things, and I'm not going to deep dive into this. I break down SEO for podcasts and understanding that inside of the Social Media Detox Club. There's a whole training on it, and I am very specific, and I make it very clear so you can understand and fully grasp how SEO works for your podcast. But by including the keywords on these images, that's just going to help with the optimization piece. That's going to alert to Google, like, hey, if somebody is searching this keyword phrase, you need to bring up this blog post in the search results. So that's just help boosting the SEO. And so I show you the different places you need to incorporate keywords with your podcast assets. I walk you through all of that. So that way, one, people are finding you on the podcast listening apps for your specific keyword phrase, as well as finding you on Google. So these are all things I teach inside of the Social Media Detox Club. But you want to include those keywords for those header graphics and blog image graphic, as well as if you include Pinterest pins. You want to incorporate those keywords too, because that is going to help, again, with boosting that SEO. Okay. And then the last thing is optimizing with SEO. Now, I've already kind of touched on this a little bit, like when it comes to the graphics and everything, but honestly, optimizing your show notes for SEO is the most important element. If you want people who are searching for your type of content to actually find you, you need to include keywords. And so again, there are specific places where those keywords go. I'm not diving into it in this episode because that is going to make this episode much longer than I want it to be. But if you want to learn, I'm telling you, everything you need is inside of the Social Media Detox Club. I've updated the curriculum. And so literally, you are getting access to my brain, everything that I teach my clients and everything, like my one-on-one clients that I've taught them, I've brought that inside of the club. But SEO is not one of those things that you can afford to skip out on. Because honestly, if you aren't going to prioritize SEO, there's no point in having your show notes housed on your website. It's just going to be another thing that you're doing and you're not going to see results. But when you do focus on SEO and making sure that you are incorporating the right keywords for each episode, your show notes pages can start ranking on Google. I have different show notes pages that rank on Google for specific keywords that I know my ideal client is searching Google for. And it just makes it easier for people to find you, and it makes it easier for the right people to find you. So if you take away anything out of this, the most important piece is doing your keyword research and incorporating those keywords in the right places so that way people are actually finding your podcast show notes. So those are the seven elements your show notes need. And then here are a few other tips that I have for you and just things that I want you to consider when it comes to podcast show notes. While it's not a requirement, you can include timestamps and episode transcripts. This is great for people who are skimming through the show notes for a specific part of the episode and will allow you to connect with those who may not ever necessarily listen to the podcast episode, but they will read the transcript. Another little tip here is you can use AI to help you write your show notes. I do this. I don't always have the time or energy to think of an episode description, and so I will download the episode transcript, feed it to ChatGPT, and have my friend Chatty over there spit out episode show notes for me. I used to use CastMagic for this, but I have found that I like ChatGPT better. I've been able to train it to sound more like me and follow the rules that I set. Now, with that said, do not just copy and paste what AI spits out word for word. Always read through it thoroughly to ensure it is portraying accurate information and that it sounds like you, that it's in your voice. Now, inside of the Social Media Detox Club, there is a training where I literally show you how to use ChatGPT to write your episode show notes as well as to write your episode titles. And I have a specific formula that I use that has worked really well for me. And it just simplifies this whole process for you. Like, this is all part of your podcast production workflow. And if you don't want to be spending hours on this, ChatGPT can come in clutch for this. And then lastly, when you're sharing about your latest podcast episode, I always recommend driving people to the show notes page on your website instead of sending them to either Apple or Spotify. One, the goal should be to get them on your website so that they will convert. I've already talked about this, but bottom line, you want them on your website. Also, they may not listen to their podcast on Apple or Spotify. So if that is the link you're constantly sharing, then they're not going to hear your content. I see this happen all the time. I will see people just post like the Apple link or just the Spotify link. And it's like you're missing out on such a wider audience because you're only sharing that link thinking everybody listens on there when they don't. Like, you can look in your podcast hosting. Well, let me take that back. Depending on where your podcast is hosted. But in Captivate, I can see where the majority of people are listening. And I know for sure, like, the majority of my listeners are on Apple, but still, I'm not going to just share that Apple link because there may be someone new who discovers my podcast, but maybe she's a Spotify girly, or maybe she listens on Amazon, or maybe she listens on Pandora. I don't know. But bottom line is, I want her over on my website. I don't want her hanging out on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Amazon. I want her on my website. So you know what? I'm giving her the link to my website so she can go start exploring. And you know what? Oh, there's a link to one of my freebies. Now she just joined my email list. Oh, wait, she's checking out the Social Media Detox Club sales page. Like, that's what I want. I want to be able to have more control. I want to be able to have people hanging out on my stuff longer versus hanging out on Apple or Spotify. Okay. Anyways, here is a quick recap of the seven elements all podcast show notes need following my podcast show notes template. One, you need an episode description. Two, you need about 3 to 5 points outlining the main topics covered in the episode. Three, you need links to all resources mentioned in the episode. Four, you need links to related podcast episodes and blogs. Five, you need an embed of the podcast media player. Six, you need your graphics. And seven, you need to prioritize SEO, meaning you need to do that keyword research. This is the exact method I teach inside of the Social Media Detox Club, And I provide detailed tutorials and trainings that really walks you how to do this the right way. There will be no confusion, but hey, if you got questions, there is a coaching and questions feed inside a circle where I am there to support you. And you also can get the input from the other mamas inside of the membership. I also provide you with a show notes template, both for solo episodes and interviews. And like I said, the trainings are going to show you how to do all of this. It's going to show you how to leverage podcast SEO and do keyword research so that way you can confidently do this and start attracting the right people to your website, but doing it through your podcast. Like, how amazing is that? Anyways, you need to come join us inside of the club. Head on over to mamaturnmompreneur.com/membership to join us now. I'm telling you, the resources inside is going to get your podcast all the way together. All right, mama, that is it for this one. I'll catch you in the next episode. Hey, mama. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. I would love to keep the conversation going. So head to mamaturnmompreneur.com/marketingwithoutsocials to join my email community. I share even more tips and strategies for building a business that doesn't rely on social media and one that fits your current season of life, as well as more behind the scenes of mom and business life. All right, mama, that's it for today, but I'll catch up with you again next week.